Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Edwin Serrano, who is the Learning and Development Specialist at Alo Yoga. Edwin, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Edwin, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Paul, well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be partnering with New Leaf. So as you mentioned, I'm Edwin. I use he, him, his pronouns, and I'm a learning and development specialist at Alo Yoga. I think many people have probably seen our brand around, but Alo really started in 2007 here in Los Angeles. We're based in Beverly Hills. And what we're doing is really bringing transformative power of mindful movement and wellness to the world, right? Alo works to inspire a mind, body, self-care lifestyle and has ignited the space to forward street-ready activewear. We focus a lot on wellness and really, you know, centering, you know, that mind and body. And so, you know, what I get to do here is I do a lot of the new hire orientation. I'm currently working to develop a manager essentials program to help our managers, you know, make sure that they have all the skill sets to lead their teams. Our company is growing very fast. In fact, in 2020, we had less than 50 stores, and over the past 2 years, that number has almost tripled. And so we're, wow, you know, reaching many spaces, you know, upcoming Korea and other parts, you know, in the Middle East. And so, you know, we're spreading, and that's what we're very happy and excited that, you know, the company is growing. And so I do a lot of, again, employee initiatives, and we, you know, take time to just make sure that we are, you know, infusing a bit of wellness in everything that we do within learning and development, which I think is often missed, right? So we want to make sure that we're encouraging people to also take care of themselves and really taking advantage of the resources that we have even for our employees here. Because we have, and I think a lot of people would probably be jealous, but our headquarters includes a wellness center, which has a yoga studio, a full gym, cryotherapy, the red infused heat therapy in the sauna. And so, you know, we want to make sure that people really take time to take care of themselves. Now, some, you know, tips for, you know, how to make sure that you are, you know, helping our people and organizations be their best. One of the things that I've always said for any individual, right, is always identifying what your goal is, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, where do you see yourself in 5 years so that you can really start to carve out a plan for yourself? No matter, you know, I'm less than 90 days at my organization, but it's something that I've been able to talk with my manager about. These are my goals. What are some of the opportunities that we have here already in-house that can help me get to, you know, my five-year plan or my five-year goal? The other thing that I always say is really just, you know, networking and really taking time to meet with people at your organization, because I think that's the best way to really get yourself out there, right? And really just understand how you can leverage and help others be better. I think that you can't do any work alone. You need to really have strong mm-hmm. partnerships in order to move learning initiatives forward in general. And so that's always been one of my biggest, you know, my favorite parts is really just meeting people and saying hi, kind of like how I met you, Paul. But that's one of the things that I always recommend to people. And even for the introverted folks, mm-hmm. you know, I say, you know, there's still a way to do it. You just got to find, you know, ways to kind of schedule or have someone hold you accountable to meet with others. And then, you know, for organizations in general, just to kind of, you know, really prioritize, I think, you know, even with budget cuts and all the things that are happening around the world, really just thinking a little bit how learning and, you know, that fostering that culture of care and investing into your people is actually helping with the long run, retention, which is the biggest issue. I think a lot of us always have to, spend time interviewing and retraining somebody. And so, the younger generations and a lot of folks, millennials and Gen Z, are really looking for organizations that are investing into them, whether that be through professional development funds, good training programs like the ones that we're developing here at Olo, or just in general, a culture where, managers are taking time to, talk about things, or just, making time for play. And I say that because you can still get great things from play. We did a hackathon here at Olo, where, we were thinking about how we can integrate AI into our, systems and processes. And so we did a cross functional challenge in teams where they came up with solutions. And actually, we had so many great ideas that the winning team ended up, coming up with the best, or they got a really nice prize. And so, just making time that we're making time for our employees and encouraging them to learn and really just feel comfortable. So, I again, always happy just to remind people, put yourself out there, partner with people, and really invest in your own, 5-year plan so that you can, feel like you're making progress. And in return, it helps an organization. So those are some of my best tips, and happy to be here for you all.
Edwin, thanks ever so much. I really love the way you took almost what I would call like an inside out approach, like starting with the individual and then looking at how that impacts an organization. I'm a great believer that great organizations are really just a collection of great people, and they're just kind of held together by a brand, as it were, a brand that's meaningful. And it's so cool to hear about your organization, all the work that you're doing, Edwin. Just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year, most of which are available for free for subscribers. Edwin, until I see you next, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Yes, I'd love that.
Edwin, I wish you all the best for the holidays, and thank you so much for being our Christmas edition.
Thanks, Paul. Wishing you a happy 2025. Take care, everyone.
Thanks, Edwin.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.